Get your Bible. Or whatever you're using. Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. Now, I'm not here to preach. I'm not here to teach. I'm here to impart. You've heard a lot of preaching. You've heard a lot of teaching. But prophetical, apostolic and prophetical impartation is going to bring outstanding revelation. All your ministry is going to change. The answer you've been looking for will flow through this house tonight. Come out of my mouth. Come out of my heart. Come out of my anointing. The thing is, whether you're going to catch it or not. Because if you're listening just for a sermon, and you're listening just for a teaching, you might miss it. It's a little higher. Then Revelation 2:7, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. To him that overcometh, will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Talking about now. Revelation 2:11. Revelation 2:11. Revelation 2:11. Hearing revelation. Not hearing reading or rituals, but hearing revelation. Something you can apply and not die. And I'm not talking about physical death. I'm talking about dying in your ministry. Your ministry have no reason to be dead. Your ministry have no reason to be putting on a front. It should be flowing. Revelation 2:11. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He that overcometh should not be hurt of the second death. Revelation 2:17. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. To him that overcometh, now it's telling us how to do all these things. Yes. How to overcome is hearing. To hear, oh my, watch what I'm about to say. To hear, you got to be listening. Yes, sir. Not just to praying in the spirit. Not just the sermon. Yes, but when you're by yourself. Yes, sir. How much time you sit down and just listen. I'm not talking about praying. God, I'm here for you. Yes, talk to me and tell me what to do with this. Yes, yes, how much time in a day you spend listening? How many times you pause in life just to hear God's voice? No, I'm not talking about reading the scripture. I'm not talking about meditating. I'm not talking about praying the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about listening. Ooh, you don't have no idea what's going to happen to you in here tonight. You're going to grow spiritually. You're going to take time, pause, and just sit and listen to God. God is looking for listeners. We've been telling God too much. We've been training God, and God needs to train us. We were trained that way. Many ministry problems are going to be solved tonight. You're going to get home and everything going to be all right. Doors going to stop opening for you, and then the door going to be too small, and gates going to start opening.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And then we're going to tear the whole fence down.
Yes, sir.
In the spirit realm.
Yes,
not by preaching, not by teaching, not by prayer.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit told me, impart this to you tonight. He says you've been doing everything else.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Wow.
You see, you believe I got to pray 2 hours. If I pray 2 hours, I'll get this thing done. The Lord said, rest yourself. Come unto me, all you that live and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Listen, he's talking to you. He want to talk with you. He want to tell you your next step. What's the last revelation? 2:17, we read that?
Yes, sir.
All right. Revelation, go back to Revelation 2:7 again. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. And he said, to him that overcometh, will I give the eat of the tree of life. And over again. Revelation 2:29. And look where they're at. Revelation.
Yes, sir.
Is it possible? That we have been missing some revelation from God by listening or not listening? God said, I want you to stop instructing me and let me instruct you. Stop taking scriptures and trying to control me. The scriptures are to control you. Stop so much trying to get me to listen. You listen. Why God didn't do that? I read 14 chapters. I prayed all night long. Why God didn't do that? It's not me got to listen. You got to listen. You keep making a wrong turn because you're not hearing my voice. Fresh anointing come on your minister tonight. You understand what we're going to deal with? You understand what's about to happen in here? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He said in Revelation 2:29, he said, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. Revelation 3:6, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. Revelation 3:13, he that has an ear, let him hear. Why he keep saying that? What the Spirit says unto the churches. Here. Don't talk. Yeah. Revelation 3:22 again. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. So we go back tonight to carrying the secret, knowing the secret of carrying the anointing at all times. The combination of being a listener and a hearer. Let me say that again. The combination of being a listener and a hearer. Get ready to receive your supernatural inheritance fully. Listening and hearing. We've been taught all our lives. Prayer. Meditation. Powerful. They're divine substance. But they got to have with it, on top of it, listening and hearing. What come next? Doing. What come next? Receiving. Because we're talking about supernatural listening. Supernatural hearing. Supernatural doing. Supernatural receiving. Start living from your supernatural point of view. Search the scripture for you in them you think you have life. But they testify of me. So you're so busy quoting scriptures. I want you to quote me. Y'all don't want to hear me, see? Y'all in old school now. Y'all come here for impartation.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
You got evidence.
Yes, sir.
I told you about my ministry.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How many men you think Kenneth Hagin actually laid a hand on him? How many men you think Kenneth Copeland took his hand and put on his head and say, pray?
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Because I learned early how to listen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I learned you don't pay enough attention to your infirmities and your inadequacies. You stock your heart with scriptures and think you have arrived. Listening, watch me, I almost shot over this thing. Listening makes scriptures come alive. When you're hearing God, you are unstoppable. Routine has to be cut out. And revelation has to be turned on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Regular preaching is not going to work in this season because we've got too many cultures out there. We got to knock them out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We got to speak with the voice of heaven. You feel in the other night a little woven, a little waving. You recognize it's not normal speaking. You recognize there's an anointing pushing what I say. The Holy Ghost is up in here. And he's going to change ministry. But before he can change ministry, he got to change your mind. Hear the voice of the Lord. Your struggling days are over. You designed to be strong. Listen to me. You designed to be strong. Listen to me. You designed to be strong in everything. Satan been violating us by producing non-listeners. Now, we're not talking about hearing a sound. Then Satan come tell you, you can't do this and you can't do that, and just hold your ministry and say, why my ministry? Now, forget that. You about to move.
Yes, sir.
Turn to Revelation 2:7. Holy Spirit, develop in me a hearing anointing. Your ministry just changed. Your walk with God just changed. You hear me? Holy Spirit, develop into me a hearing. Not a reading anointing. Not a praying anointing. You're praying enough already. I need to hear something. I need to hear something supernatural. I need to believe it, and I need to walk in it. And it's not just going to be in English. You got to be in a position you can hear God. You're broke. And you hear God say, quit your job. What? And not no 2-week notice. He told me tomorrow, put your suit on. I ain't had no more one suit. Put your suit on. Go back and get your stuff out that locker and tell them you got to go. And one of the superintendents asked me, he said, Mr. Tom, what you going to do? I said, God's going to take care of me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He said, him lost his mind. Yeah, God. You don't think God can take care of you. Then a couple of years later, I'm driving down a highway. You heard this. I'm driving. You got to hear, you see. I'm driving down a highway. One of the boys I used to run the street with got in my car. I mean, he wasn't there personally, but he got in my car. I heard his voice. He said, you living off of Carol's salary. I said, all right. I dialed Carol's number. I said, quit. I heard from God, quit. Now, hearing from God naturally it'll make you look stupid. But I came out all right. So what I'm saying to you, from this night forward, some of the things you're going to hear, you're going to have to flow with it. Don't let Satan talk to you. Make sure it's God. He'll confirm it with Scripture. Our problem has been not enough listening. And I'm talking about listening without the Bible in your hand. I'm talking about just say, Lord, I'm here. What are you saying right now? He'll start talking to you instantly. You're going to leave here in this impartation with, and I don't know if you ever heard of that anointing. The Almighty quiet him here. Don't feel bad. 50 years, I didn't hear it either. I had it and didn't know it. I'm listening to the anointing. If your ministry is not flowing, you're not listening. If he called you, and I believe he did,
come on.
You cannot, watch what I'm about to say now, be a failure in ministry. If you got God divine backup and say you can't move no further, you lying. You not listening. And sometimes, my brother and sister, let me just take a little gap here. Sometimes we listen to men more than we listen to God. That's why you cannot have a man-controlled ministry. In other words, whoever it is head, let them be the head. You can't be voting in a ministry. You vote the spirit out. Holy Spirit, develop in me a hearing anointing. There's Revelation 2:7. We read that. 2:11. 17. All religious world must be put in place by revelation. You can't do it by religion.
Yes. Yes, sir.
You listening?
Yes, sir.
Words that cometh in my ears will come out of my mouth. Oh, you about to be knocked out now.
Yes, sir.
Then you'll be a God speaking.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah.
If you're scared, just duck. But then you will be a God speaking.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We down here to represent him.
Yes, sir.
When we anointed, we his representative.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But you can't be anointed if you're not hearing. You can't be a deaf anointed person. And then put your black shield on. They built that in slavery. Put that black shield on, trying to prove who you are. You don't know who in the hell you are yet? Stop defending.
Yeah.
Stop depending.
Yeah.
Rise up and rejoice.
Yeah.
I know who I am. I don't need nobody to tell me who I am. I'm a child of the living God. I'm anointed. I'm blessed. I witnessed to four young boys and got them all saved. And it happened to be in front of my house. And he said, you live there? I said, yeah. That's my son next door there. Temporarily, he finna build a house. But that's my son next door. He said, the whole fence, Evan? I said, yeah. He told me to quit my job.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I obeyed him. Now, I'm telling you the impartation and the revelations that being imparted, don't take them lightly.
Yes.
They already been proven.
Yes, sir.
I tell you, I was preaching 30 days for Kenny Copeland, and that night I preached it, it was so hot. The anointing got so hot, Kenny Copeland left the service and followed me to my plane and said, lay your hand on. No, he took my hand.
Yeah. Wow. Yes, sir.
He's my friend now.
Yes, sir.
I'm the only one told him, you preach too long. My other boy was so glad, he's so scared. So I gave him a little clock.
Yes, sir.
A little time clock. And if you can see him, he put it up there. He ain't got up there for time.
Yes, sir.
Y'all.
I see. Yes, sir.
When you see this type of anointing, you can't ever. From nothing, from nobody. You cannot get it. I don't care if you get angry. You can't get it off your mind. You say, God, I want some more supper.
Yes,
Supernatural hearing will produce supernatural speaking. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Speaking words with spirit and life revelation, you are not given advice. So if you're up in here tonight thinking I'm giving advice, I don't have no advice to give you. I'm giving you, you've thought enough of my ministry to fly in here or drive in here and be here. I'm not giving you no advice. You don't need no advice. You need some revelation that you can have heaven backing you up when you step off in it. All of us changing up in here. Your sermon going to be different. Your teaching going to be different. I feel it in the atmosphere. What's in my belly coming out in this house tonight. Who you connect with is who you become. Bless in the morning.
Yeah.
Bless in the evening.
Yeah.
Bless at supper time.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
I want you to have a fully blessed life. You hear me? A fully blessed life. Worry about nothing. I have not worried in 52 years. Ain't planning on worrying no more. God did not give me the spirit of fear, but love, come on, power, and a sound mind. Love you too, sir. Love you too, sir. I know I didn't tell you to sit down. That's part of the impartation, something I'm working on. I'm pumping you. I'm trying to get you out to a little satisfied mode. You get all comfortable in your seat. You say, come on, Reverend, let's see what. Come on, Reverend, let's see what you can do now. You ain't got to see what I can do. I know what I can do. It's done already. I'm working on you. No, you're not giving advice. John 6:63. How many believe Jesus knew what he was talking about? How many listen when Jesus talked? Well, yeah, Jesus is going to talk here. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profited nothing. The words that I speak. Now, what the words speak say? The words that I speak unto you. What that mean? I got to be hearing something. They are your answer. Not the scripture you read. Not what you're trying to make work for you. But that which I have spoken unto you, they are spirit and they are life. They are supernatural. They work miracles. They work signs. They work wonders. They make changes. How can you have this in downtown Darrow? Don't even have a service station down here. You can't get no gas down here. You got to go somewhere. Don't have a McDonald's. Just don't have nothing.
How can you be so happy in this jungle?
You come. All right, I got it. Hold it, good. You come from the statement God can make a way somehow. You can't make that statement. You got to come to the point that my way is made. Don't care what it look like. Don't care what I feel like. Don't care what nobody else saying. I got it made. See, you got me? You getting it? And we got to stop serving these McDonald's sandwiches in church. In our preaching. These Burger King hamburgers. We got to stop preaching Burger King. I don't want to make somebody mad at me. You think you're such a great preacher, I want to cut your neck off. I want to get you to understand that there's so much more God got for you. You don't know what I feel up here. There's a whirlwind up here. And he's got his head on me. You don't know what it get to get in a whirlwind anointing. If you don't feel it, you're not listening. John said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He's anointed me. And I'm releasing that impartation on you tonight. And it sounds like pride. It is. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful where the Lord has brought me from. I'm so thankful that I know no man can stop me. I'm so thankful that I know my ministry is going to move and move and move. Somebody help me thank him. All right. All right. Hold up. All right. This is what I heard. He just put it on you. By you being thankful, by you being respectful, he just put it on you. Your ministry cannot stay stuck in the level where it is. There are unending levels in the Holy Ghost. You cannot listen to this very well. I know what I'm doing, you said, huh? I'm going to stand up all of a sudden. You cannot get this. Go ahead and sit down. Sit down. Good. You're trying to write and type. Go ahead, sit down. Some of y'all never saw me like that either. I'm in a foggy anointing. My boys might have to run out and catch me any minute. I feel wild and tame at the same time. Glory. glory and no, watch this. Watch this. Glory and grace is boxing. So who gonna take him up? Who gonna back him up? Glory, glory and grace fighting. Let me have him. Let me bring him. God. Glory said to God, let me back him up. Grace said, no, let me back him up. God said, both of y'all going back him up. You ought to get some glory on you out here. You ought to get some grace up on you out here. You ought to get some, oh my goodness. Right, let me go ahead and say it. You're coming out, your money stuck. Let me go ahead and say it. You come in any ministry here and the money's stuck, you coming out. But what you going to have to do? All that praying and crying is not going to get it. It produces doubt. I've prayed thousands of hours. I'm going to pray thousands more. I know what it do for you. But yet, in prayer, you got to pause and listen. Don't do all the praying. Hear what he's saying. Are y'all listening? And hearing. Do you know you're out? Can we get out in two services? Super natural flow is upon us. Good. All right, Lord. Hearing in the spirit create power to speak in the spirit. Are you speaking the word or rehearsing the word? There's a lot of rehearsal going on in the pulpit. They're not speaking the word, they're rehearsing the word. The word is spirit and life. It creates an anointing. It creates the supernatural. You preach to people long enough, they get supernatural ears. They listen for the supernatural. They're not listening for history. They listen for the mystery. Sunday school is over. It's time to be matured in ministry. He told me write that down. I heard it. Sunday school, it's time to be matured in ministry. You think God going to tell you to go do something and not going to take care of you? God is not a man that he should lie. If he said it, he'll make it good. But you got to move. You got to move at his bringing you. Some of us move too fast and go get something that he ain't told us to go get. Go start something that he didn't tell us to go start. This will shut down all failures in your life and ministry. Oh, they will still try to come. But you know, the shutdown is on, man. I don't care if you don't like what I say. Yes, sir. Catch your plan, baby. I'm here on assignment. Yes, sir. And I'm going to say it just like the Holy Ghost. Yes, tell me say it, and the Holy Ghost going to back me up. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, you think you can whoop me and the Holy Ghost, go ahead and jump out. Mm-hmm. Listening limitation produces all limitation. If there are any limitation in your life, there shouldn't be, it's a listening limitation. So there's faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. But now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. The evidence, oh my goodness, of your ministry promotion is in his house tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I had a son come talk to me about one of the services. He said, "I got you talking to me." And you know, I actually, when I, at that point in the sermon, I was talking to him.
Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir.
He heard it. Just like me and him having a conversation. None of y'all wasn't here, you know. It was just me and him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You better stop that non-listener beside you blocking you from hearing.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes that happens. You get side of non-listener. I catch people talking in church and laughing. I said, "Shut up. You don't do that up in here. You ain't no moving. Shut up. Hold that conversation down." Reverence. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Reverence. Oh, Lord, have reverence will bless you, children. Are you listening to me? Failure files will stop burning your success. As a listener, yeah, failure file. File, you know, burning. Oh, my. Oh, my. What listening going to do, Lord? It will shut down every culture that don't respect God. Oh, these cultures got their day coming. Oh yeah. They're trying to approve homosexuality and all that. I work with a person. I'll pray with a person, and I'll walk them out of it. But I ain't gonna hug them and approve what they're doing. And I ain't gonna hide it. And I ain't marrying none of them. And I ain't going to their wedding. I don't care if it's a cousin or not. Cousin, I ain't coming to your wedding. This is a damnable wedding.
Yeah.
I didn't know the lady the other day, two ladies, lovers, and one got pregnant. And the other one believed it was her baby. You can't make no baby. My cousin trying to talk to her. "No, come here, baby. That's not your baby. You ain't made no baby." But that's the way the culture thinks. No, we're not going to be quiet. No, don't get so sad when I'm talking. No, we're not going to shut up. We're here to represent the kingdom of God. A man better come in here walking right.
Right.
And he better not go to the restroom full time. I have something wrong. My usher's training. Follow him, usher. I believe I done lost some of y'all. Yeah. With your loving, stupid self. You can't love what God don't love. What that father did with the prodigal son? What he did? Let him go. Let him get in trouble. Let him feel it. Let him come back and say, I might be wrong. But if he put his arm around him and send him something every now and then, don't send him nothing. I don't know how I got over that. Oh my God. The secret of a interpretation anointing of preaching. The secret of developing listening ears. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians, I'm going to close. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Here's the secret of preaching and developing listening ears.
Yes,
sir. You got to preach a certain way.
Yes, sir.
You got to preach anointed.
Yes,
you got to preach in the spirit. Oh my God. First Corinthians.
Yes.
My God. I gotta find. Oh my. Everything can be corrected.
Yes.
Oh, you hear me? Don't give up. Don't lose heart. If you got something you got to deal with, it can be corrected. Especially how you're being imparted to the night. Instead of worry about it, sit down and listen. And he'll give you divine direction. I got two white German shepherd dogs. You're talking about pretty.
Yes, sir.
But they're stupid. So I found me a man,
yes, sir,
who knew how to train the stupidness out of
them. Yes,
Montrell, a man in Montrell training them now. Mm-hmm. And He set him in one spot and leave, and he won't move.
Yes, sir.
That man know what he's doing. He's training.
Yes, sir.
Even if I think about something, God arrange it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I said, now, I'm going to get this dog trained, Lord.
Yeah.
He said, okay. I thought I got to go to California somewhere, you know, and get on YouTube, follow, and he said, he and Darryl.
Yes, sir.
He right down the street.
Yes, sir.
Come every morning, him and Montreal are in the evening, and he training them dogs.
Yes, sir. Wow.
So if the dog needs training, everybody stupid who not trained. In the spirit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, watch this. Watch this. I'll never be broke another day in my life. That's training. They're telling you they have lied to you. They have held back your money. In November, we're going to preach at the going to be the steam money coming is the mantle of the wealth transfer. And we're going to move some money. A sinner's pocket,
yes. Yes.
An account into our account.
Yes.
They got our money.
Yes.
Business gonna go off the hook.
Yes. Yes.
My trail get you. Praise is up here. We can take on it so much. Why did I tell you, Tony? Verse 1. And I, brethren, when I came unto you, came not with excellency of speech or wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I'm determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of men's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Watch what verse 5 says, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even a hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Now look at verse 9 and 10, I'm going to close. Oh, my goodness. But as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, now them into the heart of man, the things which God had prepared for them that love him. But God. Say, but God. Say it again. Say it again. Can change my ministry tonight and can bring me where he want me to be. God is able. If you know you have a call in your life, get ready to travel. How can God take a black man, an uneducated man? I ain't going to college, but I'm smarter than the college. Out of a little country town. And preaching Madison Square Garden. What happened now? How could God get a man like Kenny Copeland and tell you come preach as long as you want to? 30 days of glory. 30 days. How can you have a jet and fly in every day? You don't have to get a hotel and just fly back and forth. And not worry about no money. Then how can you have a daughter sitting on a plane with you and the flying back from the meeting and got a $155,000 check in our pocket and didn't tell you the man give it? Finally, she said, that old dad, I got this. I said, girl, you've been sitting here. How can you be walking and preaching in the church and a man on the second row reaches his arm out?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And you say, what I said, 10,000?
Yeah.
10,000. The Lord said, look again.
Yeah.
It's 100,000. How a black woman can come to a meeting like this and say, the Lord told me to give you $50,000.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Just let me make a few calls. It'll be in there.
Yes, sir.
It happens just like she said.
Yes, sir.
How can she say, I washed 23 million?
Uh-huh.
This year it's going to be 26. I want you to be able, oh my goodness, I want you to be able to look on YouTube and let them show you these people with their houses and their network.
Yeah.
And then when you see, you say, who? Movie stars and they've been on TV for years. And when they tell you their network, you say, oh. Y'all don't get me, y'all. Yeah. Y'all ain't rocking. Y'all don't, get up and rock a little bit. Y'all get up and rock. Get up and rock a little bit. Y'all, I'm about to take y'all in a whirlpool, and y'all just sitting there. Something happening to you right now. Something stirring up right now. You here for a reason. Thank your pastor for letting you come. Thank you for, you here for a reason. Now, I laid hand on almost 100 people this morning. I'm tired. I'm sweating right now. I got to close.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
But somebody, I want something to dance on. Somebody ought to get a little dancing here tonight. Can y'all get a little jig on? Do you know you're better off right now?
Yeah.
Huh? Do you know you're a listener right now?
Yeah.
Do you know you're about to hear from God?
Yeah.
God about to say something special to you?
Yeah.
God about to give you some direction?
Yeah.
God about to lead you in green pasture?
Yeah.
You better be happy tonight. You better rejoice up in here. This is not happening everywhere. This is real, man. Ask somebody next to you. You ready to break out? You too. Ask somebody next to you. Ask somebody else. Are you ready to break out? Tonight. Tonight is my breakout night. Tonight. Woo! Woo! Come on, man. Hit it. Hey! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Watch me. Let me give out one word. Get ready for it. Promotion is on your back. Look at that few days, at least 7 days. Promotion is on my back. Matter of fact, write it down and put your name by it. Promotion is on my back. God gonna make it happen. He'll make it happen through somebody, whatever we need. He owns everything. He's in divine control. Promotion is on my back. That's what I heard. For you. You leave here promoted. Hallelujah. Somebody else holler out. I'm leaving here with promotion on my back. Supernatural promotion. That means no man can stop it. Some businessmen tied him on ministry, and he kept getting all the contract. And the man said, "What are you doing? They always choosing you." He said, "Ha ha." He's sawing, and listening and hearing, and his business off the hook. We taking it back. the lifestyle belongs to a Christian. Matter of fact, you must say, the lifestyle belongs to me. Don't ever give no credit to people telling you what you shouldn't have. Turn them off. Because they're lying to you. Because my Bible said the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof in the world, and they that dwell in it. My Bible said God give us the right to prosper. Prosperity is a covenant. You can't let the world cut it off because they won't live on your money. We'll take it back. Stop living off your family heritage. Stop talking about them old stories. Forget them stories. What mama and them did. Mama in heaven said, go on, girl. Stop talking about what I did. I see so much up here. I just didn't know. The man trying to tell you, listen. The woman trying to tell you, listen. They know what they're talking about. Don't tell me you're happy, bro. You are the biggest lie. You can't be happy, bro. Broke is a stroke. I've seen, oh my God, I got to close. I've seen ministers who pay attention fly. That minister to them come off the hook. In every way, they paid attention. Are you going to pay attention? That's why God got you here. You don't know I'm a close. I got a close. You don't have to make it happen. What's the next word? We ain't made nothing happen. Lord, pick my wife out for me. I wasn't looking for no wife. He said, go in prayer, that's your wife. He knew I was going to have to quit my job. When I quit my job and come in that evening, she was going out in the secondhand van we had. And I told him, she put a window down. I said, I quit my job. You know the only question she asked me? Did God talk to you? Pull on out of the yard, never talk about it again. When I called her to quit her job, she could have hindered the move of the Spirit and said, Leroy, just wait a little while. You did good, you quit. Let's wait. No. But you heard about the lost check, right? Who never heard about the lost check? Anybody you never heard of the lost check? All y'all have heard of the lost check? Huh? It got to be some people in here that haven't heard about the lost check. She never heard it? But what the Lord, don't all of y'all heard it, what it did for you. Charlton was still working. I lost the check. I'm going out there trying to get, I thought it was a topic pen. You know what I was trying to get, a Mont Blanc? A cross pen. I'm trying to raise up a little bit, you know. And lost the check. And a woman named Carolyn Thompson called Carolyn and told you, I found your check. Come on, you didn't catch it. A woman named Carolyn Thompson. That means she could have cashed that check. And that was God then telling me, you don't need this check. I didn't hear it. I didn't know what he was saying. Until that boy got on the dashboard and started telling me, about you living. Now, he ain't said nothing to me since. 3 jets later. Lord, you want me to say that? To pass my house, you can't hold your breath.
You got to breathe to pass that house.
Are you rich stuffed up?
God showed it to her ahead of time. Now who gonna argue with God? God showed her the exact house. I went to buy the land to build a house. I had no money. It was raining. And my neighbor was running from one wonder to my neighbor now. One wonder to another wonder. I was walking. Trying to see what they're doing. And so the man, businessman there, matter of fact, I got money coming at his store. He said, well, what's his name? Now, he took me first to a back lot. I said, man, I've been on a back all my life. You got any lots up front? And then he brought me to these two lots. And we were walking off. He thought I was going to, he didn't know what I was going to say. It was raining. I said, I'll take both of them. Don't have no money. I don't even know how the money came. And I found out I needed both for the lot to build a house. One lot wouldn't hold it. You ever thought about having 6 fireplaces in your house? Some of y'all about to put your offering up. You just don't understand, baby. I share these things with you. I don't talk about them a whole lot, but this is a personal meeting here with ministers. I just let you know God can take you from nowhere. Watch what I said next. From nowhere to everywhere. If you love him and obey him, if you're willing and obedient, what did he say you do? The good of the land, if you live in a house and see your wife every 5 minutes, that ain't no good of the land. My team working on a system now. I want a system in my house. I'm tired hollering out, Carolyn! I want a system in the house, every room, that I can just say, Carolyn. Tell my, I gotta quit, man. I gotta tell my chef what room I want to eat in. I found me a little massage lady. She professional. She knows what she's doing. Have y'all ever had a good massage? Some of y'all ain't said nothing. Crazy, Roy. Looks like I'm shutting it down.